Okay, we are cruising right along, and we hope you're off to a great start this weekend. On our show, we are locked. We are loaded with some very special guests. And right now, we're going to take time to hit the court. We're going to lace it up and talk some NBA. And how about the play and production from Jeff Hornacek's, his scrappy Phoenix Suns? Not very big expectations coming into the seasons. All eyes seem to be directed towards the future. And with Jeff Hornacek, who, oh, by the way, this is his first time to be an NBA head coach, many folks thought that they were facing a daunting task. This would be another year of transition, rebuilding mode, but not so fast, because the Suns have, they've really overachieved. They are in the hunt, in the thick of the Western Conference playoff race, and it really has been just one of the best stories in the league. So tonight, we are delighted to welcome back into our show a very special guest. He's been on the program many times, in fact, too long. I think the last time Phoenix Suns great Alvin Adams was on our program, we were hooping it up, and we were talking about the Dallas Mavericks as they had just won the NBA championship. Alvin, it's wonderful to have you with us this weekend.
Thank you. So glad to be back.
Well, we have got a lot of ground to cover, and I have to be honest with you, I did not see this coming, especially in the Western Conference, because it is survival of the fittest. When you looked at the preseason projections, it's just been a remarkable season for Phoenix, and you've got to feel really good about where they are at this point. I know that Bledsoe has been out, but Jeff has done an amazing job.
Well, yeah, I just go back to about 10 weeks ago when all of us Phoenix Suns fans were reading the newspaper, reading about how bad we were going to be win-loss-wise, which would be really good because there's a great draft coming up next summer, and a lot of us just fell into that, like, oh, yeah, well, it's going to be a rebuilding year. Well, gee, we love Jeff and glad that he's with us now because he's been an assistant up there with Utah all these last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And, wow, we got Jeff back, so he's going to be great for the players. And they're going to be young, but so what? We'll get a great – and then all of a sudden we jumped out of the gates and we're flirting with the division lead for a while there. And, boy, we are putting the pressure on people on both ends of the floor. And you need to remain healthy. There's a lot of major injuries in the league this year, and you mentioned Bledsoe right now. So,
yeah.
We're back for a homestand here, though, so we'll be hopefully good again here.
We are hooping it up, going one-on-one with Phoenix Suns great Alvin Adams. We're going to relive some of his amazing memories, his time with the organization. But let's zero in on Jeff because, you know, someone that has never been a head coach in the NBA, the demands, the rigors of that, how has he been able to transform this team and shift the mindset with winning basketball? I know Bledsoe, we just mentioned he is out, but he's got these other guys dialed in and they've bought into his system.
Haven't they? Wow. Well, Jeff is a son of a coach, and that goes a long way. When he came into the league, my last 2 years in the league were his first 2 years, so we played together on the Phoenix Suns. And if someone would have asked me then, hey, is this guy going to have a long career? Is he going to be a great shooter, one of the great clutch shooters in the game, a la Steve Kerr and Reggie Miller, one of those guys? I'd have gone, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm,
but, boy, he retooled his shot. He played a long time on some great teams here and at Utah, and nothing surprised me. He only lives about 5 houses away from me, and he was a shooting coach for the Jazz for a while. He'd go up there 2 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Then he was an assistant coach for a couple years with Tyrone Corbin, and you knew that he was going to be a head coach somewhere someday soon, and it happened quickly with the Suns, with Alvin Gentry, Lindsey Hunter, fiasco of last year, and we got a new general manager, Ryan McDonough, got some great players in there. Who knew Miles Plumlee other than his parents?
Yeah.
And the Duke fans. And he did, what, he played 55 minutes last year with Indiana? What a find he's been. And Bledsoe. And yes, we lost Dudley, but we got so much younger, so much more athletic. And Jeff is a nurturer. He's a teacher. He's going to hold him accountable, and he's doing it, and the guys are loving playing for him.
You know, I have to bring up, too, Alvin, you had mentioned that Jeff Hornacek, he's the son of a coach, but he also played for legendary coaches at Iowa State, Johnny Orr, of course, obviously with Jerry Sloan, his time there with the Jazz, and then Cotton Fitzsimmons.
He talks about that. He played for two very contrasting styles. Cotton was a, come on, guys, let's do it, but he gave him enough rope. And Jerry Sloan, I never played for him, but we've all heard about his coaching style, very hard-nosed, very defensive-minded, very tough. And Jeff has been able to meld those two things with whatever kind of coach his dad was. I haven't asked him what kind of coach his dad was, but he certainly listened to all of them. And of course, guards, guys with the ball in their hands, more know more about the game. And, you know, most of the coaches around the league are guards. Although, I will always say that the best, most winningest coach in the last 20 years was Phil Jackson, a big man.
Yes.
I like to say that since I was a big man. But, man, it's just, whenever you see any of these comments in the paper or in the radio or online talking to any of our players, they just say the greatest things about Coach Horn. It's like, boy, he lets us play. He listens. See, he corrects us. He holds us accountable. And these guys are just loving playing his kind of basketball here right now.
Well, it has been a very busy week for the Phoenix Suns, and that's what we're talking and taking our conversation with Alvin Adams, one of the greats to have ever been a part of this team and this organization. But let's hit on the impact of Eric Bledsoe, his injury. He's out with that meniscus tear. I mean, will the Cinderella season, will it continue? I mean, like I said, it is one of the league's best stories. I mean, what's the general consensus on when he will return and if he'll be back?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a long season, and we caught some people by surprise, and it's the second time around now, and one of our key guys, I think he was a leading scorer at the time when he went down, and we heard that he was out, and I didn't think too much about it, and then when I heard that we signed Leandro Barbosa, mm-hmm. I go, that means something more severe is wrong with Mr. Bledsoe, and as it turned out, yes, he had surgery. What the paper is saying is he'll be back sometime after the All-Star break, and I'm hoping that's the day after, but I don't know if that means the week after or the month after, but we have, everybody always says, one of the best training and medical staffs in the league, so he's, of course, professional athletes, but especially here in Phoenix, Arizona, get the best care. So we hope he's back soon. Boy, did Leandro have a great game recently in New York. I don't know if you saw
yes.
that game, but I think he scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. Looked like the Leandro we all remembered when he was the sixth man of the year here with the Suns a few years ago. So we've got speed at every position. We've got great defenders. We've got great three-point shooters. It's just fun to watch. I tell people we're the best team in the league without a superstar, whatever that means. I mean, not everybody has a superstar, but we are definitely one of the ones that just has a bunch of guys. I mean, we have 10 new players on the team this year.
It's incredible.
PJ Tucker's defense, Channing Frye's return from a year of not playing. I mean, he's got to be the leading the comeback player of the year candidate, and how fun it is to watch him here in Phoenix once again.
Well, there certainly is a lot of anticipation on, perhaps as we were just discussing, Eric Bledsoe, his return perhaps, as you said, maybe after the All-Star break. But I also want to give some attention to Goran Dragic. I think Jeff Hornacek has done an amazing job maximizing his talent. Folks are paying attention, and Goran has really made a strong statement. And I think in my mind, in my opinion, perhaps a bid for an All-Star team.
You know, there's been a lot of talk on our local channel for sure about that. Listen to our guys, going, shouldn't he be an All-Star? And then they go, well, we just played Memphis, you know, a few days ago and a week or so ago and lost, and Conley had a great game. There's so many great point guards in this league anymore, and there's some great ones in the West. But Goran's, I think, our key player. I mean, the way he attacks the rim offensively, defensively, the steals. I mean, all of our players, you know, that's a stat they never measured when I played, was deflections. That's a big stat these days because mm-hmm. it really slows down the offense, a deflected pass. And our fast break up to the time that Eric went out was leading the league in fast break points. So Goran, I mean, Dragic and Bledsoe, what a combination. Dragic had a great first half against New York the other day, you know, 20 points in the first half. So, yes, he's certainly a great player, but in the Western Conference. So we hope he makes the All-Star game. And, of course, it helps when your team is winning, too.
Alvin, do you see a lot of similarities with Dragic's game with Steve Nash? Can you make some comparisons there?
Well, for sure. I mean, they always say that, too. You know, the way he dribbles in the lane, dribbles around, dribbles under the basket, you see more and more of that. I'm pretty sure Steve invented that because he was a magician with the basketball. And Goran does that, too. He's of course, a lot younger than Steve was his last year with us and moves up and down the floor and attacks the basket with more intensity and craze than Steve did. He's not the outside shooter, but boy, when a big guy switches on him, you can just see him. He's going to dribble in and kind of fake and then step back for a three and hit it. I don't remember him missing one this whole season when a big guy was on him. He probably has, but I can just see the big guy going, oh, no, oh, no. He's probably going to do a step back three on me, and he does it. So, yes, lots of similarities there.
We're having a wonderful conversation this week in a Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to invite you to join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. Alvin Adams, one of the all-time greats to have been a part of this team and this organization. So that's where I want our conversation to take us now. Let's go inside the paint. Let's talk about the big boy, center Miles Plumlee. He has played very, very well, especially in late December. He had a career-high 22 points, 13 rebounds, had a great game, and, of course, 8 double-doubles so far this year.
He even had one game where he had at least 20 rebounds. Maybe it was 21 or 22, but defensively, what a great shot blocker. So he only played whatever. I think I read only 55 minutes last year over the Indiana, but he learned from the big guy there how to play defense, I guess, because I don't watch a lot of college basketball. Of course, I knew his name in college, but and his brothers are good players. But what a defensive anchor he's become for us. Can shoot the little out to about 8 or 9 feet jump hook with either hand and is a leaper and not a lot of the offense runs through him with all the other players, but so once in a while I get a high post pass and just have to swing it, but I don't see him making mistakes. He's doesn't get in a lot of foul trouble, so a real anchor for us there and just a great fit once again, and the coaching staff is getting the most out of him, I guess, or maybe he's thinking the opposite. Boy, they're not getting, maybe he's thinking that. He goes, hey, I can shoot the three if you need me to if Channing sits down. I don't know. But a real surprise to all of us, because coming from the East, we don't see him that much, and everybody's happy here, whether you're a player on the floor or a fan in the stands. We're really pleased to have Miles on our team.
Well, we are so pleased to have had you joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It truly has been one of the great stories in the NBA this year, talking about the Phoenix Suns. And Alvin, we are quickly approaching the midpoint of this season, and we look forward to hopefully catching up with you in the month of March and kind of seeing how things are shaping up for your Suns. Thank you again so much.
All right, we hope to see you in the playoffs.
There you go. Okay, we're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.